This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sounded a cautious note Saturday when asked about the chances of Afghan government forces containing the Taliban surge. Speaking at an Air Force base in Alaska, he said, "We look forward to making the progress, but we'll see what happens." The Taliban have swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and they're threatening a number of provincial capitals in advancing that comes at the U.S. and NATO soldiers prepared to leave Afghanistan. Austin, who's visiting Alaska ahead of a trip to the Indo-Pacific region, said the Afghan government was committed to reversing the Taliban advance. Thousands took to the streets in Paris, France, to protest the implementation of a health pass that is being debated in the French Senate on Saturday. Several protests took place simultaneously in the French capital, with the Yellow Vest organizing once again three marches, and with the far-right movement organizing a gathering and speeches near the Eiffel Tower. Public anger at government measures to curb the spread of COVID-19, which some people say are an attack on their liberty, has given the infamous Yellow Vests that 2 years ago challenged President Emmanuel Macron's rule fresh momentum. French anti-riot police fired tear gas as brief clashes erupted and protesters reached certain areas in a railway station. Scuffles broke out in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Saturday as protesters demanded the impeachment of far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, whose popularity has fallen in recent weeks amid corruption scandals against the backdrop of the pandemic. Demonstrators and police faced off in the city after night fell, with smoke rising from tear gas canisters and flashbangs exploding. This week, news broke that Brazil's defense ministry told congressional leadership that next year's elections would not take place without amending the country's